Welcome to Simple Living Works. I'm Jerry Iverson. I'm pleased to be your host for the short series, Whose Birthday?, featuring audio selections from Simple Living Works' signature publication, the Advent Christmas Annual for Families and Congregations, called Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, comprehensive lifestyle. We have produced a real treasure trove of audio, video, and text resources for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We do not solicit or accept cash donations, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. We do promote alternative giving. See the link in the show notes to the guidelines for year-round alternative giving, as well as the classic Christmas versions. That's at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Basically, alternative giving means giving away at least 25% of what we spent last year on all celebrations, Christmas, birthday, etc., to national, local, and international causes. Our mission is equipping people of faith to, 1, challenge consumerism, 2, live justly, and 3, celebrate responsibly. All three parts of our mission are especially wrapped up in our resources for Advent and Christmas. When consumerism is at its peak, when we need reminders both to be charitable instead of spending so much on ourselves, and to challenge the systems that make charity necessary, and to celebrate in simple ways that focus on relationships instead of stuff. Our site contains familiar titles such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop, Carols with Justice, The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas?, and many more. Check out our extensive resource list. The link is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. This short series is completely different from last year's really big Whose Birthday series, which, by the way, is still available on our site if you missed it or would like to hear it again. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. Learn more about us in episodes 1 and 2. In this episode, I present the audio adaptation of our well-known Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? I hope you listen to the entire series, though each episode is self-contained. The series contains reflections and activities designed especially for the weeks of Advent and Christmas, including the Feast of the Epiphany. We'll have numerous guest voices and writers, including Daniel Berrigan, William Sloan Coffin, Susan Briel, Art Simon, Susan Vogt, and many others. Links to some of the writers' websites and sources of their books are given in the show notes. Likewise, links to the numerous references in this episode are in the show notes. The calendar, by the way, in this podcast corresponds with 2014. I'll let you in on a little secret. All 4 episodes of this series are already produced and available at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, in the preview and backup index. If you don't want to wait for each of these to be released on iTunes or Stitcher, visit the site and listen to all or some of the series. The topics for each episode are there too, so you'll know what each episode contains. The series comes from edition number 18 of Whose Birthday, which is based on liturgical cycle B, that is, the Gospel of Mark, the same as this Advent and Christmas season.
Whatever happened to Christmas? A few hundred years ago, the Puritans banned the celebration of Christmas because they thought it was frivolous and that the joyousness was inappropriate to true Christian piety.
That's not where we are. We believe in the joy and laughter and meaning that Christmas can bring. We also believe that despite the pressure from our consumer culture, our celebrations of Christmas should make sense with the values of Christ, who was born in simple surroundings.
Alternatives for Simple Living offers Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? As an instrument for reclaiming the real meaning, joy, and value of Christmas. It is an invitation to rethink and refeel the ways we celebrate. May this Christmas bring you hope, peace, and joy.
I'm Matt. It's my pleasure to present our Advent and Christmas resource for families, individuals, and churches, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Ideas for a Christ-Centered Holiday.
And I'm Angela.
Whether you're listening to this for your personal edification or in a group, we hope you'll be inspired to celebrate a simple, joy-filled Christmas with less stress and debt. Then we hope you want to share this message with others in your community.
The message of voluntary simplicity is so powerful and so needed that your efforts will be well worth your time and energy. If you do nothing, be assured that nothing will happen. You are God's hands on earth.
Why a simpler Christmas? A simpler Christmas leads to freedom. A consumer Christmas leads to stress and debt. Simplicity leads to generosity. A simpler Christmas leaves room for joy. It is such a joy to get the burden of stuff off our shoulders. A simpler Christmas builds relationships. We are told thousands of times every day by commercial advertising that we will find meaning and happiness through stuff. Voluntary simplicity says we will find happiness and meaning in life through relationships, within ourselves, with others, with the earth, and with God. A simpler Christmas leads to a whole life of simplicity. Celebrating is one part of the total life of integrity. This booklet is one step on the lifelong journey of simple living. Only we can choose to simplify our own lives. This booklet can help. A simpler Christmas promotes justice. By using only our fair share of the Earth's resources, we leave some for others around the globe and for future generations. Live simply that others may simply live. A simpler Christmas cares for creation. A simple life is an Earth-friendly life. Let's have a simpler Christmas this year. Alternative giving, what Jesus wants for Christmas. When we celebrate a birthday, we are careful to give what the person really wants or needs. Is there any doubt what Jesus wants from us? He insists that in order to give to him, we must find him in the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and the imprisoned. By helping to provide a goat for a farmer in Honduras, a decent home for a family in rural Mississippi, or food for those who are victims of war, you could give Jesus a birthday gift he really wants. Contact one or more of the organizations listed on Alternative's website to get more information on how you can give money, time, and skills to those in need.
The resources provided here offer individuals, families, and other small groups a way to remember the reason we celebrate this holy season. The reflections begin the first week of Advent and follow through the Feast of Epiphany.
Before Advent begins, make an Advent wreath. Find a book with instructions or follow these simple directions. Take a large, flat, shallow bowl, at least 9 inches in diameter, and fill it with sand or coarse salt. Place 4 purple candles securely around the edge of the bowl. Place a large white candle in the center. Make a circle of evergreens and place them around the bowl.
You will also need a manger scene, a Bible, and matches. Light 1 purple candle the week of Advent 1, 2 the week of Advent 2, etc. Light all 5 beginning on Christmas Eve.
Set aside time each week to worship, perhaps after a meal on Sundays. Invite those who may be alone to join in.
Depending on the ages of those in your group, adults may want to read the biblical reflections beforehand. Incorporate parts or all of the Advent Christmas calendar journal into worship time, especially as a discussion starter.
Read and discuss one reflection at each meeting. Sing along with the well-known tunes of the Carols with Justice CD.
Gather around the Advent wreath. Take turns reading, lighting the candles, praying, singing, and sharing feelings and ideas. Picture your child with St. Nicholas.
Are you tired of the hyped-up, commercialized photos of kids and pets on Santa's lap? Are you annoyed with the charade of Santa asking kids what gizmo they want for Christmas?
Try this. Organize an event to counter the consumerism promoted by Santa Claus at the mall. Invite families in your congregation and community to get their children's picture taken with St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas is a model of generosity and of caring for others. A complete plan might include
a script for St. Nicholas that focuses on caring for others.
A message on the finished photo that is simple, focusing on charity and justice rather than commercialism.
Costume suggestions.
Promotion ideas to attract the general public to your event.
A take-home piece for parents.
Ideas to make this event a fundraiser for charity.
Technical guidelines for equipment.
A script for St. Nick would focus on generosity instead of greed, charity instead of stuff. Instead of asking, "What do you want for Christmas?" ask, "What do you want to happen at Christmas?" Or, "What do you want to celebrate at Christmas?" Or, "Whom do you want to be with at Christmas?"
Your St. Nicholas needs to be acquainted with the history of St. Nicholas so he or she can share bits with children and adults whenever possible.
Use a digital camera and printer on site.
To learn more about the story of Bishop Nicholas, visit www.stnicholascenter.org. That's www.stnicholascenter.org. Igniting Simplicity Within Our Hearts, a daily calendar or journal for Advent and Christmas, Liturgical Cycle B. Each day offers ideas and suggestions for making this a season of meaning. Instead of letting the season happen to you, use this calendar as a journal to be intentional, inspired, and most of all, joyful. As your personal journal, this calendar can help guide you and your family through the Advent Christmas seasons. Share it with others in your Christmas cards and letters. Offer it to your church and make it a community journey. As a family, select a cause or organization to support with money you collect. Choose a percentage early in the season, from 25 to 100%. Then give that amount every time you spend any money for Christmas, in addition to the amount you would normally give away. Decorate a can to hold the money. Put it on display. $20 on a tree, then $20 goes in the can. This money is not a penalty. Rather, it serves as a reminder and aid to help others. Donate the money on Epiphany, the day the Magi offered their gifts to Jesus. Go through the calendar face-to-face or by phone with at least one Advent partner, a friend, a child, or someone you've wanted to get to know better. Children can color the calendar. Add more pages to meet your needs. At the time of year when we greet the Prince of Peace and remember the promise of peace on earth, goodwill to all, many people are anything but peaceful. Busy shoppers, anxious children, hungry and homeless families, victims of family violence and conflict worldwide, all yearn for the peace the herald angels announce. Through daily thoughts and actions, this calendar helps us begin to experience and share the peace promised by the birth and life of Jesus. At a family meeting before Thanksgiving, talk about Christmas expectations. What do each one of us really want? Who is going to do what? What is really most meaningful? Are we willing to spend less on ourselves and give more to the needy? Write down and post decisions and changes to consider. November 27th, Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. Create a Thanksgiving mural using a large piece of paper, roll end of newsprint, or spiral notebook. Each family member or guest gets plenty of space to draw and color blessings. Display and then save each year's creation. November 27th also, read an article, possibly on the internet, about a person who followed Jesus' example and worked for peace in the community or the world. For example, St. Francis of Assisi or Martin Luther King Jr. November 28th, participate in International Buy Nothing Day, on this the biggest shopping day of the year, by doing no shopping, by writing a letter to the editor prompting sustainability, or by focusing on overconsumption with street theater. Information at adbusters.org, or do an internet search for International Buy Nothing Day. November 29th, Advent Eve. Give Christmas gift exemption vouchers, inviting loved ones to spend time with you instead of money on you. Time one-to-one or at a Christmas or Epiphany get-together. Or send gratitude cards, which focus on presents rather than presents. That is, being together rather than stuff. November 29th. Be a surprise to someone else while you're waiting. Greet those around you while waiting in a line at the grocery store. Share a beverage with someone while waiting for a train. Send a note or make a call of appreciation to a teacher, to a legislator, or to a business that promotes an appropriate understanding of Christmas. Make someone new feel welcome. November 30th, Sunday, Advent 1. Read and meditate on Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 9, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 9, and or Mark 13, 24 to 37. Share the reflection for this day in Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? December 1st. Carefully read through your local newspaper today. Count the stories that report unrest in the community or the world. Count those that tell peace or peacemakers. Give 5 cents for each story about peace. December 2nd. If you are provoked by someone or something today, deliberately lay down the weapons in your heart. Spend a moment with your feelings. December 3rd. Organize a peace walk with your family and friends. Commit to give 50 cents for every mile you walk. As you walk around a park or neighborhood, talk about the beauty of God's creation. December 4th. Make Christmas music a creative part of your celebration. Write new lyrics to familiar carols, even if they're funny. Sing about important current issues like hunger and poverty, just like we do in Carols with Justice. Use instruments made out of homemade items such as glasses filled with water, spoons, rubber bands, etc. December 5th. Make creative gifts such as redeemable chore or hug coupons, a promise that someone else can run the TV remote control or sit in a good chair, homemade tickets for a trip somewhere special, the zoo, a concert, an art museum, etc. Activity kits such as a counter cross-stitch kit, tackle box filled with lures and hooks, or a toolbox with unique tools, subscriptions to magazines, etc. December 6th, St. Nicholas Day. If you need a symbol for giving, in addition to Jesus and the three magi, learn about St. Nicholas, not the commercialized Santa Claus. Let's tell the real stories of our faiths. Visit stnicholascenter.org. That's stnicholascenter.org. The reflection for the first week of Advent is Creating Unforgettable Christmas Traditions by Katerina Katsarka-Whitley, author of 4 volumes of dramatic monologues.
Experiencing the wondrous expectancy of Advent and the fulfillment of Christmas may appear delightful to contemporary children who live in times of plenty, but it is unforgettable when experienced in the midst of want and suffering. Not even the sweetness of seeing my grandchildren opening a Christmas gift compares to my memories of the Christmases spent in Greece during the 40s and early 50s. We belong to a small community of truly evangelical Christians in Thessaloniki. We, the descendants of a Christian tradition starting with St. Paul's ministry in our city. We had no religious literature of our own. The Greek Orthodox chants and prayers were alien to our community, the church's language ancient and unfamiliar to ordinary people. But we were gifted youngsters determined to create our own Christmas traditions. And in that word, create, lies the wonder. First came the choir we formed around the piano my father bought secondhand for his 3 daughters, a legacy of our mother who was dying with tuberculosis, but who left us the eternal gift of music. We translated hymns from English and German, and we wrote our own plays, which we then performed for the adults in the congregation, to their delight and our pride. But the best memory is our caroling. We walked to the apartment buildings of our church members in the city, stood below the stairwell, and sang hymns unknown to Greeks in the years before tape recorders and the homogenization of television. Above us, doors opened. We were bringing the good news of Christ's coming to people who did not know him. I don't remember a single Christmas present from childhood, but I remember our heady creativity, the best Christmas tradition imaginable. Inevitably, I became a musician and a writer.
Discussion questions. Share a memory of a Christmas past that did not involve a gift.
How have you experienced wonder in the midst of a holiday or ordinary times in your life?
In what ways does wonder make a difference in your life?
What are some new traditions that could be created this year that would pass along a sense of wonder?
Katerina Katsarka-Whitley is the author of 4 volumes of dramatic monologues, Speaking for Ourselves, Voices of Biblical Women, Seeing for Ourselves, Biblical Women Who Met Jesus, Walking the Way of Sorrows, The Stations of the Cross, and the newest, Waiting for the Wonder, Voices of Advent.
Having trouble getting friends and relatives to quit buying you things and to donate to your causes instead? Try this, a different kind of wish list.
For years, my husband Brian and I have urged our large families to use the money they would spend on gifts for us to support our favorite causes. He has 7 grown brothers and sisters, and I have 2, plus our parents. Our pleas continued to fall on deaf ears until last year when I struck upon an idea. I selected 2 nonprofits and asked for their wish lists. One was a pediatric AIDS home, and the other was a hospice. With wish lists in hand, I went to my local Target and registered for the baby club and the wedding club. Imagine the fun I had with 2 scanners as I raced through the store selecting 20 pairs of children's underpants and socks, books, games, receiving blankets, grooming supplies, etc. For the hospice, I selected small electric blankets, fleece sweaters, socks, books, stationery, and household items for the house, including towels, linens, cookware, etc. The results? Fabulous. Friends and family members went to their local Target, printed out our lists, and purchased the requested items. Once the item is purchased, it is taken off the list. For some reason, they found it fun to do this. Rather than sending a check to an organization, they were able to select, hold, and pay for an actual item. All items were sent to us wrapped with a small label identifying the contents. We enjoyed taking 2 carloads of items to our favorite charities. Many stores do this, and the 2 agencies we selected were thrilled.
You've been listening to one part of the audio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? The text for all these items are available through the links in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to contribute to this year's online edition of Whose Birthday. It will be updated as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas. Or personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Or family activities, rituals, or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry, we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the complete submission guidelines and past editions, use the link in the show notes, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. We get positive responses to this podcast and our blogs. I'll present them in a future episode. In the meanwhile, read them on the Simple Living Works website. The address is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to feedback@simplelivingworks.org or simplelivingworks@yahoo.com or on our Facebook page or on our Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we blog several times a week on a variety of simple living subjects. Click on blog at the top of the show notes for each episode. We hope you'll read and subscribe. The Simple Living Works blog is the companion to this twice-a-month podcast. The content is different, but the subject is the same. Much of the Whose Birthday series is also available in Spanish. Please share it with your Spanish-speaking friends. See the link in the show notes. As one of the early and long-standing supporters of Alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as the ELCA, makes copies of each resource produced by Alternatives available by request at a nominal cost. After this short series, we'll return to our interview format. Time to wrap up this episode of Simple Living Works podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. We want to get to know you as a subscriber to this podcast and to the blogs we post new each week. Subscriptions are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. You can also subscribe to my other podcast, The Common Good Podcast, at iTunes. Remember to like us on Facebook. Urge your friends to do the same. Provide your email address to receive our monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Thanks to John Pitney and Earth Mama for our show theme music. Find details in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, click on About. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage at simplelivingworks.org. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.